Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into the heartwarming pages of The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown, a leading light on the journey to personal acceptance and growth. This transformative book guides us through 10 guiding principles that pave the way towards a life marked by self-compassion, authenticity, and a strong sense of connection with others. Through a series of relatable stories and hands-on suggestions, Brown encourages us to embrace our flaws and build a resilient spirit. Her teachings show us that it is by acknowledging our vulnerabilities that we can cultivate courage, foster meaningful relationships, and find the compassion needed to engage with the world around us. Brené Brown, author and eminent researcher at the University of Houston Graduate College of Social Work, is renowned for her work on shame, vulnerability, and empathy. Her insights have reached a global audience, gaining recognition across platforms such as PBS, NPR, CNN, the Oprah Winfrey Network, and TED, where her talks have captivated millions. The Gifts of Imperfection resonates with anyone yearning to live a fuller, braver life, whether you are a person stifled by the fear of not being enough, someone with a brilliant idea but too scared to share it, or if you are simply seeking a path to a more authentic existence, this book opens the door to a transformative journey. Join us as we unveil the wisdom that has enabled countless readers to step into their power and lead a life of unabashed authenticity. The Gifts of Imperfection. Let go of who you think you're supposed to be and embrace who you are. Introduction. Embrace your authentic self and cultivate a life of joy, connection, and contentment. Consider for a moment the allure of a perfectly curated life, one where every misstep is edited out and every flaw is carefully concealed. Now imagine the freedom of casting aside that veneer of perfection to reveal the true, unpolished self that lies beneath. This is the core sentiment of Brené Brown's exploration into the human psyche, where she beckons us to embrace vulnerability and imperfection as gateways to a richer life. Brown, a seasoned voyager in the depths of human connection, vulnerability, and belonging, has distilled a trove of heartfelt stories into a beacon of insight. Each narrative she encountered pointed toward a profound truth. The more we accept our imperfections, the wider the door swings open for happiness and fulfillment. Recognizing our shortcomings is a mere preamble. The magic unfurls as we learn to hold these imperfections close, fostering a love for the very things that make us unique. Now you might wonder, how can I possibly fall in love with my imperfections? Well, that journey begins with a shift in perception. Imagine zooming out from the granular frustrations of daily setbacks to gain a panoramic view of life. In this expanded perspective, each flaw becomes less of a blemish and more of a defining character trait, adding depth to the complex portrait of who you are. As for cultivating joy, never underestimate the potency of play. Our days are so often saturated with responsibilities and routines that we forget to carve out time for unbridled joy. But here lies an essential ingredient to a vibrant existence, devoting a part of each day to activities that make you feel alive, whether splashing in puddles after a storm or dancing in your living room. Finally, consider the idea that you are not just one thing, but a composition of many passions and talents. Instead of pigeonholing yourself into a single label, why not define yourself with slashes? A parent slash artist slash activist, a reflection of your multifaceted nature. By encompassing our whole selves, we not only open the door to diverse experiences, but also to a richer connection with others, and an authentic path that is ours alone to walk. Join us on this transformative journey, where self-acceptance sparks a revolution of the heart, redefining not just who we are, but how we engage with the world around us. Part 1. Choose to be real and open up to a life of genuine connection. How often have you caught yourself performing in life's grand play, trying on masks crafted from societal expectations, or burying your true desires beneath a facade of indifference. The quest for authenticity is a universal longing, a yearning to strip away the costumes and stand in the spotlight of our truth. Yet, to embark on this quest, we must first acknowledge that being our true selves is not an inherent state, but rather a series of conscious decisions. Every day, we face a choice. Will we hide our true thoughts and emotions, or will we wear them courageously for the world to see? Authenticity is the art of being sincere, vulnerable, and indifferent to external judgments. It is the bold choice to say, "This is me," and to remain unwavering even when fatigue whispers for us to retreat behind familiar masquerades. However, donning the cloak of authenticity requires bravery and a profound compassion for ourselves and for others. Picture a time when you've stood at the precipice of your dreams, whether awaiting the results of significant endeavors or hoping intensely for a favorable opportunity to arise. In moments like these, to exude authenticity is to admit the depth of our hopes openly, without downplaying the potential sting of disappointment. Such candor invites others to share our journey, allows us to seek solace in our community, and empowers us to support each other in times of need. Compassion emerges as a bond of shared human experience, a lens through which we see not pity, but kinship. It is a mutual understanding that recognizes our own struggles mirrored in the eyes of others. To practice true compassion, we must first accept our own complexities and imperfections, understanding that our experiences are not singular but part of the collective human narrative. In acknowledging our vulnerabilities, we pave the way for profound connections, finding solace in the common ground we share with those around us. A life woven with the threads of realness and shared humanity is a tapestry rich with intimacy and support. Choose authenticity and unlock the doors to a world where each person is an ally, each heartache is shared, and each triumph is celebrated with the warmth of togetherness. Part 2, Perfectionism, the deceptive armor that can do more harm than good. Imagine perfectionism as an intricate, glossy armor we don before stepping into the arena of life. To many, this lustrous facade might seem like an admirable trait, a testament to one's dedication and meticulous nature. However, peering beneath the shimmering surface reveals a starkly different picture. Perfectionism is far from a commendable pursuit. Rather than encouraging growth or excellence, it's a relentless chase after an unattainable mirage. It doesn't stem from a desire to improve oneself, but rather from the fear of being exposed. Within the confines of this armor lies the dread of shame, whispering that only by being flawless can we stave off the barbs of judgment or rejection. This pursuit, as seductive as it might seem, is perilously unhealthy and deceptively addictive. It props up our sense of self-worth on the shaky stilts of external validation and makes us susceptible to the destructive notion that we are no more than the sum of our achievements and the absence of our faults. Yet perfection is an illusion, a goal forever out of reach. But perfectionists are often blind to this truth, responding to every stumble with a harsh inner critic that demands they do better next time. The most crippling outcome of this mindset is what we might call life paralysis, the daunting inability to act because of a fixation on perfection. It's the hesitation to share your art with the world, the reluctance to hit send on an email to someone you admire, the endless tweaking of projects that never see the light of day. This paralysis stems from the dread of not meeting an impossible standard and opens the door to a life of missed opportunities. Breaking free from the snare of perfectionism starts with confronting the hidden fear of shame. Acknowledge that ambition is healthy, but obsessing over flawlessness is not. Remind yourself that your worth is not dictated by the arbitrary benchmarks of others. Next time you're embarking on a venture, like adopting a healthier lifestyle, remind yourself that the journey is personal. Exercise and nutritious eating are endeavors for your well-being, not for accolades or to fit an imposed ideal. Shift the focus inward, affirming that your intrinsic value remains unaltered regardless of the outcome. Shed the deceptive armor of perfectionism and you'll find the courage to live authentically, embracing experiences with openness and resilience. Part 3. Build your resilience by nurturing hope and embracing a wider perspective. Resilience, it's the inner strength that allows us to rise after a fall, to continue moving forward, even when obstacles seem insurmountable. It is essential, yet so often we find ourselves deflated at the first sign of difficulty. The good news? Resilience isn't some innate, unchangeable characteristic. It's a skill that can be cultivated. At the heart of resilience lies the practice of hope. Contrary to popular belief, hope is not merely a fleeting feeling, hinging on external variables. C.R. Snyder's research shines a light on hope as a strategic, cognitive process, one that demands active participation. Hope encourages us to envision our desired destination, map out the pathway to reach it, and affirm our capability to succeed. This process isn't passive dreaming, it's active navigation. Forge hope by breaking down Herculean tasks into achievable milestones. Imagine you're embarked on the daunting voyage of quitting smoking. Rather than fixating on a smoke-free eternity, focus instead on a smoke-free day. As these individual days accumulate, they stitch together the fabric of a new habit, bolstering your resilience and lighting the path toward lasting change. Another potent tool in cultivating resilience is perspective. Challenges can easily become overwhelming when we're zoomed in tight on the issue at hand, leaving us feeling uniquely afflicted. But broadening our view can expose a sea of individuals navigating similar trials. Take, for instance, the pressures exerted by media to match an idealized body image. For those wrestling with self-image, a shift in viewpoint can be liberating. Question the authenticity of the media's portrayal. Reflect on whether your feelings of insecurity are a solitary battle. Such introspection can illuminate the shared nature of our experiences, prompting us to critically analyze societal standards and reaffirm our inherent value. Cast a wide lens over life's adversities, embed the practice of hope in your daily routines, and watch as resilience blooms. It is with these tools that we can chart a course through any storm, ever mindful that our worth is not contingent upon external validation, but is our birthright. Part 4. Celebrate life's simple pleasures with a heart full of gratitude. In a world that often feels like it's racing by, it's easy to get caught up in the chase for more, overlooking the wealth that exists in life's simple, everyday moments. Yet, it is in these humble instances where true joy often nestles, quietly waiting to be acknowledged. Gratitude, as it turns out, isn't merely the spontaneous feeling that springs from good fortune. Instead, it's an active choice, a practice that one can consciously cultivate to invite more happiness into life. It may surprise you, but joy doesn't descend upon us by happenstance or luck. It is something we can intentionally nurture by fostering an attitude of gratitude. Rather than lamenting what we lack, the belief that we aren't wealthy enough, thin enough, or simply that there isn't enough time, we have the power to affirm the abundance that surrounds us, embracing the philosophy that what we have is sufficient, and perhaps even more than we imagined, can shift our outlook toward one of appreciation and contentment. To weave gratitude into the fabric of daily life, take a moment to cherish the seemingly mundane yet precious events that often go unnoticed. Cradle the warmth found in the routine. Kiss goodnight to your little ones. Savor the laughter that dances around the dinner table. Cherish the serendipity of a sun-soaked stroll home. It is within these unadorned moments that the essence of gratitude is truly found. More so, embracing gratitude as a deliberate practice can be a beacon of light for those navigating through the darkest tunnels of grief and heartache. Those who have endured soul-shattering events, such as the loss of a loved one, or have survived the horrors of violence, can attest to the longing for the simple, undisturbed rhythms of everyday life that preceded their ordeals. What once might have been passed over as insignificant now reveals itself as the bedrock of comfort and a remembrance of a life graced by ordinary joys. So take a breath and choose to recognize and honor the ordinary. In doing so, you might just discover that the ordinary is, in fact, extraordinary, and that your life is brimming with reasons to be grateful. Part 5. Embrace intuition and navigate life's choices with confidence and trust. At life's many crossroads, do you ever find yourself stymied by indecision, paralyzed by the desire for a clear-cut, fail-proof choice? For many, the concept of trusting one's intuition remains a nebulous, even unsettling idea, often because the nature of intuition is misunderstood. Intuition is not the antithesis of reason. It is not the mystical whisper of the subconscious that defies all logic. Rather, intuition is our mind's silent librarian, rapidly sifting through the shelves of our past experiences to present us with an instinctive response, a feeling that seems to emerge from the depths of our being. Consider an athlete in the heat of the game, a basketball player poised at the three-point line. There's no time for calculations or conscious deliberation, only for the unconscious split-second synthesis of years of practice, past shots, angles, and outcomes. That's intuition at work, reasoning at lightning speed. It acknowledges uncertainty, but doesn't demand certitude as a prerequisite for action. When we relinquish the need for certainty and learn to trust this innate capability, we empower ourselves to move forward confidently. Intuition is an invitation to trust in our collected wisdom, to place faith in the lessons etched into the fabric of our experiences. A basketball player can never be entirely sure of making the basket, yet it's that intuitive leap based on embodied knowledge that guides the shot. By fostering a bond with our intuition, we liberate ourselves from the shackles of risk aversion. The notion of taking a leap of faith becomes less daunting. We begin to view decisiveness not as the elimination of uncertainty, but as the acknowledgement of it. It's about making peace with the unknown, and about trusting ourselves to navigate it. So the next time you face a decision cloaked in uncertainty, pause and listen to that intuitive guide within. Allow it to inform your choices, knowing that it is the sum of all you've learned and lived. In doing so, you'll find yourself embracing the unknown with a newfound sense of certainty in yourself, an invaluable compass in the journey of life. Part 6. Unlock your uniqueness by nurturing creativity and discarding the urge to compare. Have you ever caught yourself in the delicate dance of comparison, rating your accomplishments, your lawn, or even your life against those around you? It's a dance we all know the steps to, an almost reflexive human behavior to look sideways and measure up. But it comes with a cost, the erosion of our individuality and the embrace of conformity under the guise of competition. Competition might appear at first glance to serve as a force for differentiation, setting us apart as we strive to be the best. However, it inadvertently draws us together into sameness, as it's based on a narrow set of comparable criteria. We often dismiss those who diverge wildly from our life's template, and instead fixate on outdoing the neighbor whose life mirrors our own. This is why the grandeur of the mansions afar scarcely stirs our competitive spirit, yet the neighbor's lush green lawn can spark an intense rivalry. Entwined within the spirit of competition is the essence of conformity. By persistently benchmarking ourselves against our immediate peers, we edge closer to their likeness, mirroring their aspirations and choices, blending into a homogeneous tapestry. The antidote to this cycle of comparison lies in the celebration of our individuality, acknowledging that each of us brings a distinct melody to the symphony of life. To do this, one must delve into the wellspring of creativity that resides within. Dismiss the false notion that creativity is a special gift bestowed upon a select few. The truth is, creativity is universal. It's a potent force lying dormant until called into action. It's not about whether you're creative, but whether you choose to engage with your creative energy. Whether it's through painting, cooking, writing, or composing, the act itself is irrelevant. What matters is the deliberate act of creation, which serves as a garden where your individuality can flourish. So the next time you're tempted to peer over the fence and compare your grass with that of your neighbor's, turn instead to the blank canvas of your creativity. Nurture it, tend to it, and watch as your unique colors fill the space, reminding you that the true joy of living is found in the expression of your singular self. Part 7. Balance your life with the joy of play and the rejuvenation of rest. Imagine, just for a moment, being beckoned away from your daily grind to bask in the carefree realms of play. Could you step away, or would the chains of obligation bind you to your workstation? It's a troubling truth that in today's hustle-driven society, our intrinsic value is often weighed against our productivity. This skewed measure can lead us to relinquish vital aspects of our well-being, play and rest, in the relentless pursuit of work. Reflect on how often you've ignored the yawns and heavy eyelids, urging yourself to power through for just one more hour of work. This relentless drive is fueled by a misconception that there exists a dichotomy between work and play, one where play is frequently sacrificed on the altar of productivity. Yet through the lens of research, we come to understand that play isn't merely a frivolous escape from responsibility, but a fundamental human need. Our beings are wired to indulge in activities without a goal or purpose. To remove play from the equation is to sap our vitality and inch closer to despondency. Far from detracting from our efficiency, weaving play and rest into our lives can reignite our passion for work, simultaneously unlocking empathy and sparking innovation. Consider integrating playful interactions with colleagues, such as a weekly basketball game after work on Fridays. Such activities break down barriers, strengthening connections among teammates, and injecting a renewed spirit into professional collaborations. Let's not forget the restorative power of rest. When we ignore our body's pleas for respite, we not only compromise our health, but also diminish our capacity to produce quality work. It's vital to heed these signals and grant ourselves permission to recuperate. Life's fulcrum must balance both the dynamism of play and the tranquility of rest. By doing so, we not only invest in our well-being, but also in the quality and creativity of our work. When we honor these essential facets of our humanity, we enrich our lives with vibrancy and sustainability. Part 8. Shift your focus from eliminating anxiety to mastering it. Amid the constant hum of modern life's demands, anxiety has become an all-too-familiar companion for many of us. It can suffocate with its ceaseless nervous energy, ensnaring us in a web of restlessness that threatens to immobilize our very existence. All too often, anxiety burrows itself deep into our routines when we stretch ourselves too thin, juggling ceaselessly without pausing to breathe. Envision those overwhelming days, your mind races ahead to looming work deadlines, while simultaneously fretting over domestic duties, the daily dash to pick up your children, and the mountain of holiday cards begging to be penned, all nestled between the relentless pursuit of health and fitness. These moments epitomize the proliferation of anxiety, as its tentacles reach into every fracture of time and space we have left unguarded. The key to managing anxiety lies not in the futile quest to banish it from our lives or to sidestep its pervasive clutches. Instead, we must develop an acute awareness of its presence and stop it from setting roots in our daily habits. When the rush of anxiety threatens to overwhelm, take a deliberate pause, draw in a deep, steadying breath, and anchor yourself in the now. Let go of the tangled webs of future worries. After all, will the universe truly be perturbed if your holiday cards flutter to their destinations a tad late? Embrace a vantage point that sees anxiety as an emotion to be understood and regulated, not a force that dictates your every move. By confronting anxiety in that pivotal breath, by recognizing its origins and questioning its significance, it metamorphoses from a looming specter into a manageable aspect of life. Learning to master your anxiety doesn't mean controlling it completely, but rather learning to coexist with it, to recognize it as a familiar crossroads rather than a dead end. Approach each anxious whisper with mindfulness and perspective, and discover how a once daunting presence can become a navigable part of your journey. Part 9. Unleash your unique abilities and enrich the world with your personal brand of creativity. Do you remember the days when play and creativity were dismissed in favor of serious work? It's time to challenge that narrative. Each of us is endowed with a distinctive set of gifts and talents, which, when harnessed, not only brings joy to ourselves but also enriches the lives of those around us. Your talents could span a wide spectrum, from artistic expression and verbal eloquence to an encyclopedic knowledge of sports trivia. Unfortunately, these natural gifts often take a back seat as we navigate the practical demands of life. But who's to say what constitutes real work? What if the real work is, in fact, the task of uncovering and sharing the unique blend of talents you possess? While it's true that not all passions directly convert into financial gain, integrating them into our lives provides an invaluable sense of fulfillment and purpose. So, dust off those paintbrushes, tune that neglected guitar, or dive into the research for your next thrilling sports blog post. Allow yourself the freedom to weave your passions into the tapestry of daily life. When it comes to your professional identity, consider the concept of slashes to represent the multifaceted nature of your life's endeavors. If by daylight you advocate for clients as an insurance broker, but by the moon's glow you weave narratives as a writer, then let both vocations shine in your self-description. You are not merely an insurance broker with a casual writing habit. You are an insurance broker slash writer, a testament to the richness and complexity of your personhood. Embracing this slash perspective validates the diverse elements that make up who you are, breaking down the barriers between work and passion. It proclaims that the activities which ignite your spirit are as much a part of your identity as the ones that fill your workday. In a world that often encourages uniformity, make the bold choice to celebrate and share your singular combination of talents. By doing so, you'll not only add more flavor to your own journey, but you'll also offer a distinct contribution to the world, one that only you can provide. Part 10. Ditch the facade of coolness and embrace the power of joyful, unguarded expression. The glittering allure of a sleek, indifferent persona, perfectly crafted for the curated galleries of social media, has seduced many into donning a mask of cool detachment. It's an image that seems to promise belonging in a world where every moment is a highlight reel. Yet, it's precisely this pursuit of cool that distances us from the very connections we crave. Beneath our meticulously constructed exteriors lies a deeply human need to forge bonds with others. And what better way to do so than through the universal languages of laughter, song, and dance? These forms of expression have the innate ability to draw us together, to weave threads of joy that unite our spirits. They remind us that we are part of something larger, an interconnected tapestry of humanity. Barbara Ehrenreich, in her exploration of communal ecstasy across cultures and ages, in Dancing in the Streets, A History of Collective Joy, spotlights this intrinsic human desire to share in the rapture of collective experiences. When we join voices in song or match rhythms in dance, we tap into an ancestral resonance of shared elation. The inherent vulnerability that comes with these uninhibited displays is often where the fear sets in. Think back to a time when your laughter bubbled over a bit too loudly, or your rendition of a favorite tune carried with boundless zeal. The momentary joy may have been eclipsed by a sting of embarrassment, as you noticed the sideways glances urging you to dial it down. To genuinely connect, we must be willing to occasionally step out of the cool shadow and into the warm light of authenticity. This means embracing the awkwardness that may come with unfettered laughter, the imperfections of a heartfelt melody, and the freedom found in dancing as if no one's watching. Coolness maintains its stature by comparison, by subtly dismissing those who dare to be earnestly themselves. But what if we reimagine strength not as the ability to judge, but as the capacity to celebrate? to openly rejoice in the laughter, music, and movement that bind us. Cast aside fears of ridicule and make the conscious decision to be unapologetically uncool. Inviting others to share in your genuine self creates a space for others to do the same. As the cool facade fades, what emerges is a tapestry rich with the vibrant colors of true connection. Final summary. The pursuit of happiness is a journey that many find difficult to navigate. However, the road to a more satisfying existence isn't shrouded in complexity nor reliant on extraordinary feats. Instead, it's a path that can be tread by embracing simple yet profound practices that center on courage and compassion. The Gifts of Imperfection teaches us that the first step toward a fuller life is the cultivation of courage, the courage to be imperfect, vulnerable, and to be ourselves. It's about stepping out of our comfort zones, facing our fears of not being enough, and being willing to connect authentically with others, even if it means risking rejection or criticism. Hand in hand with courage comes compassion, starting with ourselves and extending to those around us. Through practicing self-kindness and recognizing our shared humanity, we develop the capacity to empathize with others, to see beyond our differences, and to forge bonds based on mutual understanding and respect. This harmonious blend of courage and compassion holds the key to unlocking a life of true engagement and connection. It isn't about the absence of struggle or the attainment of a perfect life, but about the conscious choice to show up, be present, and live wholeheartedly, imperfections and all. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.